from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Proceed to the route.
Navigating.
Go left.
The Continental Divide.
No, wait, I mean go right.
On the road to the White House.
Prepare for bumpy ride.
Hear about it first.
America cannot survive for 4 more years.
Talk about it now. 97.3, The Sky.
Right now, we're going to talk to our favorite medical professional in the whole world, Dr. John joins us. Morning, doctor. How you doing?
Happy Friday. I'm doing great. I'm just sitting outside one of the hospitals here at Ocala getting ready to see a patient and hopefully get them home. So that's a good thing for them. And, you know, I tell you, I was happy to be able to call in today because I wanted to let you all know that that among many other issues I have to deal with every day as a family doctor, the COVID issue has not disappeared. And that is really a sad thing. And I need to go into more detail about with you both because it's really frightening what I've been seeing happen.
All right. But let me first plug the event that's going to help a lot of people into the future. The fourth Florida Summit on COVID. And it's also on food, family, and medical freedom. And that is coming up at the World Equestrian Center October 19th. Register online for tickets. It'll probably sell out. Go to prescribetruth.com. Now, doctor, let's get into the COVID thing. Why is it still around?
Yeah, I can't wait for the, and I'm going to be saying this, and a lot of us will at this conference on October 19th here, but the COVID term is still around because it's once they want people to be fearful. I just got contacted by a clergyman yesterday who tested positive for COVID and was going to cancel out all of his services for the entire weekend because he said his congregation is fearful of him being there, you know, because they feel that they're going to get COVID and they're all going to die. You know, this nonsense has got to stop. I can't say this enough. I studied coronavirus in 1983 at George Washington University Medical School. Coronavirus has been around forever. The fact that now you can shove a swab up your nose and tell that you have coronavirus, if we'd had the same test 40 years ago, we would have had the same result. If we'd had it 300 years ago, it's a cold virus that has mutated a gazillion times. We had a horrendously weaponized variant for 21 and 22, or actually 2021, I should say. Since 2022, it has been a weakened variant that does not lead to hospitalizations. But what they're doing, guys, in the hospitals, I'm seeing it each and every day. They're testing kids. I had a 7-month-old baby up in the Orlando area. I don't go do the hospital work anymore. I have practices in both up in the Orlando area and here in Ocala, but this poor seven, the mother calls me and said, Dr. Littell, they're putting IV into my kid. They're sending off all kinds of blood work. Do all this stuff. The kid tested was COVID, and they sent him home, of course. But I'm like, kids with fevers, can I say this? If you have anybody listening, I have two grandchildren who have just gotten over this. We don't call it COVID. We call it the crud, okay? I like to use that word. They have a high fever. They have a cold. They have a cough. In 35 years, I've seen this zillions of times. But now, because we have these stupid swabs, we're scaring people. Oh, your son has COVID. Your baby has COVID. Your dad has COVID. And they're doing unnecessary things in the emergency rooms to these patients. And I mean, another patient of mine showed up at a local ER here in Ocala. They wanted to admit him for COVID over the weekend when I was out of town. I was actually in Montana at a wonderful event, so I'll share that some other time. But I was on the phone with the ER doctor, and I spoke to the wife of the patient. I said, "You don't want your husband in this hospital with that diagnosis." They were making up things. They went home. I saw him in the office when I got back. He was fine. And they'll do other things that they shouldn't do, including those remdesivir protocols, the Paxlovid, which is useless. It's no better than Tamiflu was for influenza. It's all making money for Pfizer, making money for hospitals, and making people sicker and making people more scared, which is the biggest thing.
How should it be treated, doctor?
Coronavirus is still a bad cold. I mean, for 40 years or 35 years, I've been telling people, some people get over pretty quickly, and again, in our home, when all these kids were sick, and we also took our vitamin D, 10,000 units, two little tiny little gel caps, 10,000 units, sounds like a lot, but it's two little gel caps of vitamin D. When you're getting sick, double up on vitamin C and zinc, and actually I've been throwing in magnesium lately, which is really good for immune health. But, you know, there's a lot of things you can do to improve your immune health, number one, plenty of rest, plenty of fluids, and then should you get sicker, and I haven't done this any different, if you get sicker, well, you have the bad bronchitis and you're coughing a lot, or your kid's got the yellow stuff, whatever's going on, and it's going on for more than 5 or 6 days, you might need the Zithromax, you might need the steroids or doxycycline if you're an adult. So there are things out there. You don't need the ivermectin. You don't need the hydroxychloroquine, although God knows those both could be helpful, and I'm not going to say they're not. It's just easier to get the other stuff, you know what I mean? So you can get the Z-Pack and the Zithromax for your child. So I have two people in my household, two of my kids, on azithromycin right now because we all got sick flying back from Montana. But that's still, and we're not testing for COVID. I just want to stop with the COVID hysteria, because in advance of this election, you can guarantee people are going to want to be, they're going to try to quarantine as many people as possible. If it's not COVID, it's going to be something else.
If you take a Z-Pack, isn't that an antibiotic? And aren't we trying to treat not a bacteria, but a virus?
Aren't you something? Yeah, I know your daughter's in medical school, and when she takes the board questions, she's going to have to write, you know, oh, don't use antibiotics for viral illnesses. The beauty of azithromycin, it's called a macrolide. It's actually in the same class as ivermectin, which I've said before should have been called ivermycin. These drugs that came out when I was in the Army stationed at Fort Gordon, we would use them in the barracks when there was this outbreak of bronchitis. And we were wondering, how is this working? We know this isn't bacterial. Well, it has tremendous anti-inflammatory properties. It has antiviral properties. So the macrolides, which used to be just erythromycin, some of your folks remember erythromycin, now it became azithromycin or the Z-Pack, and you can give it to children up. It's the number one drug we give for pneumonia, but whether it's bacterial or viral, it works. And then, of course, doxycycline, which has other side effects, but is also very good, the tetracycline class. So these two classes are not just antibacterial. That's why we can use them, even though on the board questions for your daughter, you're not supposed to use them, but they definitely have tremendous anti-inflammatory properties.
Just real quick, I probably created the confusion. My daughter is a PA at the Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, and she's about to give birth. In fact, yesterday was her due date. It's my son that's in medical school in southern Utah, the St. George system.
Oh, hey, terrific. Yes, well, then your son and your daughter are both getting into healthier, but they're going to have all these questions, and I want to help you in any way you can, because I teach medical students. I have 2 to 3 students in my practice every day, and then my daughter, who's down helping me in Kissimmee's DO, and I tell you, they're flocking from all over the country to find a doctor who actually cuts through all this blank and sees the truth of how to take care of patients using natural law principles, Hippocratic principles. And, you know, guys, you know, you even get into things like mental health. You know, people are out there looking for the root cause of illness, the root cause of gun violence, the root cause of anything. I'm telling you right now, it's mental health is the number one thing I deal with in my office. The anxiety is at an all-time high in this country. And it is hard. It is hard for me. And with this COVID hysteria, it makes it no better. People, you know, still, you know, really worrying. And the healthcare system is making them sicker because they keep testing people and scaring them with this COVID diagnosis, when in fact, people need to ratchet it down and realize that wellness and staying well is just not that complicated. It really isn't.
I'm worried about what's coming next. Are we going to have some form of monkeypox or bird flu or some other kind of thing that possibly could be weaponized but could spread quickly and be as damaging or even worse than COVID?
Well, again, if people go to prescribetruth.com and come to that next seminar in just several weeks down here, we're going to have Dr. Steve Hatfield, who was the virologist who was in the White House with Trump, begging for them to release hydroxychloroquine stores. He was the expert, by the way, on Ebola. His first claim to fame was over in Africa studying Ebola. He goes to Borneo regularly to look at emerging viral vectors, viral diseases. And between him and Robert Malone and other experts who are becoming infectious disease people, we'll discuss whether or not monkeypox, bird flu, or other variants of coronavirus are something to really worry about. My thinking is no, but we saw what happens when they perpetuate fear-mongering in this country.
Doctor, we always appreciate your time and your expertise, and we will continue to look forward to talking to you. And once again, it's prescribetruth.com for information on the October 19th event at the World Equestrian Center. And Dr. John, have a great weekend. We wish you the best.
You too. Hey, happy Friday. God bless you both. Well.
God bless you as well. We appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.